With inflation at 4%, next question is, when does it get to 2% and when do the interest rate cuts come? As homeowners ponder that, CoreLogic data shows 56% of us chose a one-year loan, fixed loan. That's up from 36% in December, so 36 to 56. So we're anticipating, that's what we're doing, isn't it? Chief Property Economist at CoreLogic, Kelvin Davidson's with us. Kelvin, morning to you.
Good morning.
1 year, a fair bet at the moment, or maybe you go 18, you might get one or two cuts by the time you refix.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately down to the individual, but we're probably not looking at mortgage rate cuts realistically until next year. So, yeah, somewhere around that 1 year fix seems pretty sensible, and that's clearly what we're seeing, you know, 56% in February. So people fixing short, but it does come at a cost. 1 year rates are currently higher than, say, a 3 year rate. So, yeah, not a clear decision, but that's what people are doing.
What are the numbers at the moment? You're still well in the high sixes, early sevens, aren't you?
Yeah, you're looking at a one-year rate around about just a touch above 7, and then you're getting a three-year rate sort of in that 6.5. And you never quite know what the discounts are from the banks sort of behind the curtain when you actually apply, but those are the advertised rates anyway.
I'm very glad to hear you say probably not the cuts until next year, because the ASB are in tune with you, or you're in tune with the ASB. Everyone thinks this year. But, I mean, if you look at that non-tradable number yesterday, which is the number we should be looking at 5.8 from 5.9, that's real. I mean, they're not cutting any time soon, are they?
No, that non-tradable is definitely the concern. And then on top of that, at the moment, the tradable is doing the work for the Reserve Bank, but that's what they can't control. And also, you'd have to say, arguably, there's upside risk to that. You look at what's going on globally, possibly petrol prices rising, this sort of thing. They might get an unwelcome move in tradable. So it's still a delicate scenario, I'd say.
Back to the housing, that One Roof piece, I'm sure you read it as well as I did. The business with the older people selling their house, looking to trade into an apartment, stuff like that, and they got equity issues. Is getting money a problem at the bank at the moment? I mean, it's all very well talking about interest rates, but can people get money?
Yeah, I think that you can. Yeah, there's plenty of money available from what I hear from the banks. I suppose it's still just as it's been for a fair while, is the testing rates. You know, interest rates themselves are still high, and you've got the serviceability tests on top of that. So, yeah, there's money there, but it's just that you've got to meet those criteria to get it, I guess. Interest rates are the hurdle.
And talk to me about listings. I mean, they're up, there's plenty of choice, and I'm assuming at some point the weather's got to turn to the point where people go, like, I'll leave it for winter.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of choice at the moment, that we've seen it shift back towards buyers, obviously, in terms of prices. That's given them more choice. They've got the bargaining power. I suppose that if people aren't getting the sale, then you could actually see listings pulled off the market. So that starts to bring stock levels back down. But, yep, we're entering that seasonal low anyway. And spring's going to be a really interesting period,
exactly,
because possibly you've got some listings coming forward from investors with that shorter bright line test. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, as always.
Good stuff, Kelvin. Appreciate your expertise. Kelvin Davidson, CoreLogic's Chief Property Economist.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.